We are joined once again on the Green by contributor John Hurdle, who is taking a closer look at the economic impact of the COVID-19 crisis here in the First State, specifically a new survey done by a public-private partnership, the Delaware Prosperity Partnership, looking a little bit more at what's going on with businesses in the First States in these recent weeks since many of them have had to close or cut back their service. John, thanks very much for joining us again on the Green.
Hi, Tom.
Well, one of the indications we've been tracking for how bad things are is the unemployment claims numbers, which was close to 19,000 for a second straight week. But we're also seeing this other snapshot from the Delaware Prosperity Partnership Economic Group, private-public partnership. And I guess, first off, this survey seems to kind of confirm the job situation is pretty grim, right?
Well, it certainly is. And what the survey showed, amongst other things, was more layoffs. The survey covered 419 companies employing a total of about 11,000 people. And what it found was that 13% of the total workforce had been laid off when this survey was done. And that's more than three times the amount of layoffs that had occurred when the Prosperity Partnership did its previous survey, which was March 20th to 24th. The latest survey also showed there were more closures. That is, 37% of the companies that the partnership talked to said they had actually closed their doors during that period, versus 22% in the previous survey. And there was an increase in the number of companies that were reporting a declining revenue. That proportion rose to 83% in the latest survey from 72% a week before.
And one expert you talked to put that a little bit into perspective, noting that it's not just the number of jobs that are being lost, but how fast they are coming. How unprecedented is the pace we're seeing?
Well, I spoke with Professor Jim Butkovitz of the University of Delaware. He's an economics professor there. And according to him, this current situation has no precedent. He talked about having studied the Great Depression of the 1930s, and he noted that unemployment during the 30s climbed up to 25%, starting at about 3%, but he noted that had taken about 3.5 years for that to happen. By contrast, the current situation is occurring almost overnight, and he referred to this as quote, falling off a cliff. So he was very hard-pressed to cite any precedent in economic history that would compare with what we're seeing at the moment.
This Prosperity Partnership survey also shed some light on the revenue situation for businesses locally. Can you tell us a little bit about that and what kind of timetable businesses have before the current situation becomes almost unsalvageable and they have to shutter for good?
The revenue situation, the worst affected sectors of the Delaware economy, as you might expect, include accommodation and food services, the retail industry, arts and entertainment, and education, which primarily means childcare. And those categories, the survey found, reported declines of revenue of between 91 and 100%. But looking at the big picture, all industries together reported a decline in revenue of between 20 and 60%. In terms of how long companies say they can survive, there was the median forecast for that was just 8 weeks, and 25 of them said that they could only survive under the current circumstances for 4 weeks or less. So it's not an encouraging prospect.
And the thought is that state and federal government programs like the HELP program in Delaware for hospitality industry and maybe even some more and some more now, or a variety of SBA programs could buy businesses some more time. But the Prosperity Partnership survey indicates that's not necessarily happening yet, that businesses may not be tapping into these resources just yet.
Well, that does appear to be the case. I mean, one of the things that the survey found was that only 22% of respondents had talked to their banks about possibly taking out bridge loans to help them through this very trying period, whereas only a few more, about 27%, had applied for disaster loans from the U.S. Small Business Administration. We spoke with Prosperity Partnership President Kurt Foreman. He expressed a little surprise on this, and he urged more companies to reach out to their banks for some form of assistance, forbearance, loans of various kinds to help them through this.
If we're looking for some silver linings on the plus side, the survey did show supply chains for now seem okay, which could help both immediately and perhaps even later. What do we know about how supply chains are working for businesses?
What the survey found was that of those businesses that remain open, and this applies to businesses of all sizes, the respondents said that on average they were able to ship and receive 70% of the goods and services that they need. And so that would seem to be some indication that business will be in a position to recover from this whenever the shutdown is lifted.
But a number of people you talked to did express concerns, though, about just how well a restart might go. What kind of concerns are people looking at in terms of, okay, when things are finally moving back toward normal, how well businesses can kind of get back up and running?
Well, for one thing, speaking with Professor Butkiewicz at University of Delaware, he expressed a lot of concern about whether consumers will resume their regular spending habits even after the business shutdowns and the stay-at-home orders are lifted. His argument is that the individuals are in the process of taking a very big financial hit from this, and so they're going to be, as a result of that, they're going to be very reluctant to resume any non-discretionary spending, such as going out to restaurants or visiting retail stores. And there may also be, in his view, some lingering concern, and probably will be some lingering concern about whether the coronavirus is still around. And so people will, may be reluctant to begin to resume their spending. And, of course, we should note at this point that consumer spending represents about 70% of the U.S. economy. In this regard, I was also speaking with a restaurant owner. He owns a chain of six restaurants, four of which are in Delaware. And he's been closed down completely since March 16th. And he was talking about the prospect of opening up, and he said whenever the shutdown order is lifted, that he doesn't expect to be able to get fully back up to speed straight away. He's thinking that there's going to be some lingering social distancing restrictions that might, for example, require him to space his tables further apart than they have been in the past, and therefore, of course, the capacity of his restaurants and his revenue will be diminished. So that's another aspect of how this thing might play out.
John Hurdle, we appreciate the time. We appreciate your reporting. Thanks for joining us again this week on The Green.
Thanks, Tom.